Hi, my name is Jerem Davidson. I'll be talking on the validation of NSTAR nitrogen rate recommendations for clay soils in Arkansas. And I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors for their contributions to this research. So the outline will be as follows. I'll have the introduction, then go into the research objectives, and the materials and methods, and then the resultant discussion, and then finally the conclusions. So in Arkansas, in 2014, 590,000 hectares of rice were planted, which constitutes nearly half the domestic rice, U.S. rice production in the United States. The nitrogen application is the largest single expenditure for our rice growers, and therefore the nitrogen management is very important. The standard nitrogen recommendation is 168 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare and is adjusted based on soil texture, with clays receiving more nitrogen than silt loam soils, the cultivar, with hybrids receiving less nitrogen than pure line varieties, and the previous crop, with a rice-falling rice rotation receiving more nitrogen than a rice-falling soybean rotation. A new test called the Nitrogen Soil Test for Rice, or NSTAR, has been developed that provides a site-specific nitrogen recommendation that can be used in place of the standard recommendation. NSTAR measures alkaline hydrolyzable nitrogen in order to provide this site-specific recommendation. During the development of NSTAR, they found a significant interaction between the sample depth and soil texture, with the silt loams being sampled at a 45-centimeter depth and clays at a shallower 30-centimeter depth. Figure 1 shows the variation of hydrolyzable nitrogen between two different soil profiles and highlights the importance of taking that correct sample depth as in order to have an accurate NSTAR recommendation. NSTAR currently has two nitrogen recommendations that allow our producers to choose the rate that best fits their nitrogen management philosophy. The first being the 100% relative grain yield recommendation that targets maximum yield. The second is a 95% relative grain yield recommendation that targets a slightly lower yield, but in doing so greatly reduces the nitrogen application. NSTAR was released in 2012 from the University of Arkansas for rice on silt loam soils and then was validated the following year. It was released for rice on clay soils in 2013, but has not yet been validated. Figure 2 shows the change in applied nitrogen when using NSTAR compared to the standard recommendation. On the x-axis we have soil texture, and on the y-axis we have the number of fields. Our blue bars represent fields that received an increase in nitrogen when using NSTAR compared to the standard. Our yellow bars represent fields that received a decrease, and our green bars represent fields that had no change. Now we can see for clay soils, 23% of fields received an increase in nitrogen. That increase was at an average of 18 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. Now 72% of fields received a decrease in nitrogen at an average of 46 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. We see a similar trend for silt loam soils. And so overall, NSTAR has the ability to greatly reduce our nitrogen use in rice. Yet, whether a field receives an increase or a decrease in nitrogen, it's important to remember that NSTAR provides a site-specific recommendation that maximizes yield. And NSTAR for rice in clay soils must be validated in order to ensure the efficacy of this test, as well as encourage our farmers to use it across Arkansas. So our objective for this research is to validate the NSTAR 95 and 100% nitrogen recommendations for rice using two different nitrogen management systems. The first being a split nitrogen application, where two-thirds of the nitrogen is applied pre-flood, and then the remaining third is applied at mid-season, which is beginning reproductive growth. The second system is a single pre-flood application where all the nitrogen is applied pre-flood. Now, preliminary research has shown that with a single pre-flood system, we can maintain our yield while applying less nitrogen. We can have essentially the same yield goal. And so for our 95% and 100% relative grain yield recommendations, we reduce them by 22 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare when we apply them as a single pre-flood application. We expect that there will be no yield differences between the NSTAR 95 and 100% relative grain yield treatments and the standard nitrogen treatment for either the split or the single pre-flood applications. We have 13 sites across Arkansas, and I'd like to point out that none of these sites were used in the development of NSTAR. We had 6 different treatments. We had a control where we added 0 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. We had our NSTAR 95 and 100% relative grain yield recommendations under a single pre-flood management. We had the 95 and 100% relative grain yield under a split management, and then we had the standard recommendation. Our treatments were arranged in a randomized complete block design with four blocks, as seen in figure three. One soil sample was taken from each block to that 30 centimeter depth for clay soils, and then was processed and ran through NSTAR to get our nitrogen recommendation. For the nitrogen, the pre-flood nitrogen was applied to dry soil 1 to 3 days prior to permanent flood, and for mid-season was applied at beginning reproductive growth. The plots were managed according to the University of Arkansas Extension guidelines, and our grain was harvested with a small plot combine and compared at 12% moisture. Our statistics were ran using Jump Pro 11, and we compared each location separately using an analysis of variance at an alpha level of 0.05, and we used post-hoc comparisons, or post-hoc comparisons were run using Tukey's HSD. Now, as I get into the results and discussion, I'd like to take you through three different sites, each tell a little different story. The graphs will be set up similarly with our nitrogen treatment along the x-axis. On the primary axis, we have kilograms of rough rice per hectare and pertain to these blue bars. On the secondary axis, we have kilograms of nitrogen per hectare and pertain to the green bars. Also, along the top of our yield bars, we have our statistical difference, and our HSD is in the bottom left-hand corner. Now, I'd like to point out that our check is a good indicator of our native soil nitrogen. We can also see with our single pre-flood and split that we had a decrease in nitrogen for the single pre-flood while maintaining that same yield goal. Now, this site was on a clay soil following rice and was a pure line variety called Jupiter, and that gave us our highest possible standard recommendation of 224 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. Now, as we look at our 95% single pre-flood, it recommended 135 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And with our yield, there was no significant differences, although there was a slight decrease in yield, numerical decrease. And this is even though we applied nearly 100 kilograms of less nitrogen in our single pre-flood compared to our standard. Now, at site 4, we can see our check is very low, indicating low native nitrogen. Here, our standard recommendation was 202 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, as it was following soybeans. And I'd also like to point out that we did not have a 100% split application, as it was the same as the standard. So we added a higher alternate just to ensure that the NSTAR is maximizing yield. Now here, the 95% split, the 100% single pre-flood, and the alternate rate were not statistically different from the standard, although our 95% single pre-flood was significantly different. And this shows that at some sites, we may need to alter our single pre-flood adjustment in order to not have these significant losses. Now, with site 12, our check yielded very high, showing very high native nitrogen. Now, at this site, and the NSTAR recommendation for all of our four NSTAR recommendations was 0 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And so we added these alternate treatments to see where the yield would be maximized. But now, our standard recommendation was 224 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, as it was on a clay soil following rice and was a pure line variety. And we can see that it was significantly lower than all of our other nitrogen treatments. And this was due to heavy lodging in this plot, as we know that excess nitrogen can reduce yields through lodging or additional disease and pest pressures. Now I'd like to show you a visual representation of this site. So we have an overall picture on the top, and then the corresponding closer pictures along the bottom. Along on our left, we have the control where we applied no nitrogen, and then our standard recommendation on the right. Now, with our control, you can see that there's not as much biomass compared to the standard. You can see more of the rice heads, an open alley. And then if you look at the standard, you see more leaves and a closed alley. A farmer likes to see what the standard looks like. He likes to see that in his field. Often we associate high yields with dark, green, tall rice. And that's not always the case. As we see in this site, that farmer applied 224 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare and paid for it to be applied both the pre-flood application and at mid-season, and then yielded 3,000 kilograms of rice less than the NSTAR recommendation where he applied no nitrogen and had no application costs. And so this is a prime example of how NSTAR can increase our farmers' profitability. Now, as I conclude, I'd like to focus in on figure number four. Here we have the number of NSTAR validation sites that either yielded lower, no different, or higher than the standard nitrogen recommendation. Now on the x-axis, we have our nitrogen treatment, and we have our number of sites along the y-axis. Our blue bars represent fields that had a statistical decrease in yield compared to the standard standard recommendation. Our orange bars represent fields that had no difference in yield, and our green bars represent fields that had a statistical increase in yield compared to the standard recommendation. Now, I like to look at the no nitrogen plots. Here we see we have a handful of fields that either yielded statistically similar or greater than the standard recommendation. And this shows the need for a soil-based nitrogen test. Now, if we look at our 95% NSTAR recommendations, we can see that there's a couple fields that were statistically lower than our standard recommendation. And this is where we need some additional research to make sure that we're achieving either yields that are either similar or statistically higher than our standard recommendation. Our 100% NSTAR recommendations were all yielded as we'd expected, and were all statistically similar or greater than the NSTAR or the standard recommendation. And that's what we'd expected to see, and they performed very, very well. Now we can see that NSTAR appears to be accurate at predicting our nitrogen needs in rice. And it's the first soil-based nitrogen test for rice in Arkansas. And in doing so, it not only reduces the environmental impacts or the risk of environmental impacts by providing that site-specific nitrogen recommendation, but it's also very economical for our rice producers. I'd like to acknowledge those who helped in this research: my advisor, Dr. Trent Roberts, the Chester Group, Anthony Fulford, Kelsey Hogenauer, Aziz Razali, and the NSTAR lab personnel for running all the samples, and also the Arkansas Rice Checkoff Board for funding this research. And I'd like to open for any questions.
Okay, we do have time for a couple of questions.
Yeah. So the question was, what's the significance of the 30-centimeter sampling depth? Now, what we've hypothesized is that the 30-centimeter sampling depth is the effective rooting zone for rice. So for the silt loams, the roots would go a little bit deeper than for a clay soil at 30 centimeters. Any other questions? Yeah. Does NSTAR, is it affected by soil texture, or for soil like so it is affected by soil texture. That's why we do clays and silt loams. Now, specific soil, it's not soil types, it's what's the name? Specific soil orders and like the soil name. Now, the NSTAR was conducted over a wide variety of clay soils that are found along the delta, and so all that variability would be included in the nitrogen test. Any other questions?
We have time for one more. Okay. If there's no more questions,